The following program was produced by Clock Tower Radio, clocktower.org, and is broadcast in partnership with Wave Farms WGXC 90.7 FM.
You're listening to another edition of Sound the Alarm. I'm your host, Elliot Stapleton, and for this edition of Sound the Alarm, we have another block of great music. And I'm going to focus on some music that I feel has a very expansive time. Time is the theme of this show. And so we're going to hear some music that really, really feels like the time has been stretched out. The music employs a lot of silence or quiet moments, or even drones that will really put the listener in a different frame of mind in regards to the time. We have one rule for this show: no rhythm. Rhythm can easily ground a piece and give it a specific time and tempo. So for today, no rhythm. However, we can have percussion. Just no rhythm. And while I would like to just play pieces by Morton Feldman, I've chosen works that have, for the most part, been put out recently. For example, our first piece comes from Richard Skeleton off his album Landings. The piece actually came out originally in 2010, but it was repressed. Richard Skeleton has produced many albums, some under different monikers such as Carousel or A Broken Consort. And for this album, Landings, the recordings are comprised primarily of his cello playing and field recordings. He recorded himself playing cello in different areas and then layered them. And there's kind of an underlying drone produced by his cello playing and then layered with his own really unique style. It's an amazing album, and it has a very somber feel. The track is called Noon Hill Wood. After that, we're going to hear a track by The Caretaker, which is a favorite on Sound the Alarm. The Caretaker is Leland Kirby, and this piece is called In the Deep and Dark Hours of the Night. It's off his album, Patience, in parentheses, after Sebald, which is actually the soundtrack for a documentary on the German writer W.G. Sebald. Like other albums by The Caretaker, he takes a source material that's usually an old recording, usually taken off vinyl, and it has, these vinyl records have detritus, they sound very old, and so he kind of plays off that feeling. And he'll edit it, loop it, and process it heavily. And for this record, the source material is actually a piece by Franz Schubert. But before we hear The Caretaker, we're going to hear the track by Richard Skeleton entitled Noon Hill Wood. Thank you. You just heard a track by The Caretaker entitled In the Deep and Dark Hours of the Night, and it's off his album Patience, in parentheses, After Seaball. Before that, we heard Richard Skelton in the track Noon Hill Wood, off his album Landings. For the next two songs, we are going to hear first a piece by A Winged Victory for the Sullen. And this group is a duo with Adam Wiltsey of Stars of the Lid and Dustin O'Halloran. It has the same feel of Stars of the Lid, a band that has a very sublime, orchestrated kind of chamber, ambient feel, and this project, A Winged Victory for the Sullen, is no different. After that, we're going to hear a track by Christina Vatsau from her album Number One. Her music resides in the same family as Stars of the Lid, and she is also in a band called The Dead Texan, which shares a member of A Winged Victory of the Sullen and Stars of the Lid, Adam Wiltsey, again. But for this album, she's working solo, and this track is called Joggers. Thank you. you just heard the track Joggers by Christina Vazzo off her album Number One. And before that, we heard a track from A Winged Victory for the Sullen. That track was called Minuet for a Cheap Piano. For our final block of music, we are going to hear first a track by Michael Chapman, who has been releasing music since the 60s. And Michael Chapman has a really interesting musical trajectory that covers a lot of grounds, a lot of stylistic changes. And he's also a noted improviser. In this recent album, The Resurrection and Revenge of the Clayton Peacock, is two long improvised pieces for electric guitar. The piece I'm going to play covers a lot of territory. It's paced beautifully and gives a lot of room for the piece to breathe. This is also a longer piece, so be sure you just sit back and enjoy. The last piece we're going to hear is by Mirrings, which is Jesse Fortinu from Tiny Vipers and Liz Harris, which is also known as Grouper. A really nice pairing. This album just came out, and the track is called Drowning the Call. This was just released on Cranky Records. But before that, let's hear Michael Chapman off his album, The Resurrection and Revenge of the Clayton Peacock. Thank you. you just heard the track Drowning the Call by Mirrings, which is Jesse Fortino from Tiny Vipers and Liz Harris, also known as Gruber. Before that, we heard Michael Chapman. And that is it for this episode of Sound the Alarm. I hope you've enjoyed it. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more shows of music and interviews from Sound the Alarm. I'm your host, Elliot Stapleton.
The previous program was produced by Clock Tower Radio, clocktower.org, and is broadcast in partnership with Wave Farms WGXC 90.7 FM.